For bluesman Noah Wotherspoon, it all began in 1992 when his big brother bought Noah an electric guitar for his birthday. Jeff Henry is a singer-songwriter from Norwood, Ohio. He's been a mainstay in the local music scene for over 20 years. Both musicians do a ton of solo work and duo work, but occasionally they join together, bring in Dan Pierce and Brian Baverman, and become Jeff Henry and the Necessary Evils featuring Noah Wotherspoon. You've most likely seen them around town at events like Taste of Cincinnati and Oktoberfest. They released their first CD of all original music, Watertown, earlier this year. And tonight, Noah Wotherspoon and Jeff Henry join me live in Corbett's studio. Good evening. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Noah, Jeff, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to be with you, Elaine.
How about we kick it off with a song?
Wonderful.
Raised up down around old Danville, high top on Pappy's Hill, turn 14 across the bridge, you don't mess with a boy from Angel Ridge. He's got no time to play, gotta work to survive, farm feet towing that line. Well, Uncle Sam, come take me away, made me fight in a foreign place, did my time and served it well, God delivered me back home to Danville. But I've no time to play, gotta work to survive, farm feet towing that line. Well, train, train, take me away, maximum work for the minimum pay, carry me up to old Whitley, ought to see my sweet, sweet Emily. But I've no time to love, I gotta work to survive, farm feet towing that line. Said train, train, take me away, yeah, train, train, take me away. Raised up down around old Danville, high top on Pappy's Hill, turn 14 cross bridge, you don't mess with a boy from Angel Ridge. He's got no time to play, gotta work to survive, farm feet towing that line.
That one.
That's one of my tunes.
And what's it called, Jeff?
That was Angel Ridge.
Talk about how you guys with really busy careers got together.
Well, 10 years ago, I've just wrapped up 16 years of playing Sunday Nights at the Blind Lemon. Still playing it. So about 10 years ago, him and his wonderful, lovely duo partner and better half, Jesse Bear, came into the Blind Lemon on a Sunday night. Immediate vibe just coming from him. I didn't know who he was, but I knew immediately this guy's a musician. So they sat there for a while and wonderful reaction. It was a really nice night. And the first thing that I knew that he was good is because he didn't ask to play.
There's your sign.
There's a sign right there. But finally, I coerced him to get up and play, and I was blown away. And we just, so I went from there and friendship. And then we started doing some duo gigs and some trio gigs with Jesse.
What does Noah's approach to music and to the guitar bring to your songs?
Oh, it just, whatever level my songs are, it just elevates it immediately. Dan Pierce, a bass player with Necessary Evil, as great a player as he is, he listens twice as much as he plays. And then when he plays, he has something to say. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. It's a song within a song. And if you listen to Watertown, if you listen to his performance on Watertown, you get that out of every track.
When you recorded the album, were you approaching it with Noah in mind? Did you work on the arrangements with him?
The songs were written previous, most of them anyway. But no, actually, you know, the first conscious decision I made was Noah is who he is and as great as he is. I didn't want to say, hey, here's what I'm thinking. I just sent him the songs, and that's what he did. He just took them to where he would take them.
Right out of tune.
Noah, you're known as a blues guy. You won the Best Guitarist Award at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee a couple of years back, and the Noah Weatherspoon Band made it to the finals. So how does playing with Jeff's band affect your style of music?
Well, I do want to say, just as far as meeting Jeff, I'm sorry to kind of backtrack, but I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, playing music and playing a lot of venues up there. And then I bounced around the East Coast for a few years. And when I moved back to the Midwest, I thought, oh, it'll be easy to kind of plug back in. And it was kind of a rude awakening, just making cold calls. It was like, Noah who, you know? So it was kind of a long crawl back to the middle. But Jeff was really pretty much the first musician on the second chapter of the Midwest for me to both Jesse and I, and help us find some gigs, have us sit in, and really helped us along in the beginning, just getting started again, really.
It's a healthy music scene here, but it is a little insular, isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
And Noah, you're getting ready to head to Europe with your band?
Yeah, we'll be there for all of November. It'll be my first time away from home on Thanksgiving, which will be interesting, but no, we'll be in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, and Austria.
I won't be on that leg of the tour, will I?
Jeff will be home having your pumpkin pie.
That's right. Oh, okay. There's another song for you.
You're also doing some teaching and some coaching.
I try to. Yeah, I'm not much of a teacher. I need to work at that.
What's the mobile woodshed?
Oh, yeah, that I am trying to put together a very informal course of where I just hook up with players and sort of do remote interviews and just try to get to the essence of what they're doing. I can't read music. I didn't go to a music school. So it's just sort of an informal instructional series for myself and whoever else wants to tune in. That's a work in progress. I hope to get up. Maybe next year I can get it rolling.
For those of us plebs who can't read the dots and lines.
That's right.
Jeff, when did you decide to record this album, Watertown?
Well, for many years, Dan and Brian Baverman and I played a New Year's Eve gig every year, and we'd say, all right, this is the year. We're doing it. 2.5 years ago, I made a big life change, and I quit drinking. I was amazed at the money that I went home from gigs. I was like, I didn't know I made this much money. So long story short is I started saving that money, and then by the next New Year's Eve, we were like, you know what? We're going to do this. We had people who had offered to support us in doing it. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be able to go in on our own and make our own decisions. So we decided 2 New Year's Eves ago we were going to do it, and we hooked up with Alex Lusht at
Mind Ignition.
Mind Ignition, thank you. And it was a wonderful relationship. It was just a great process and loved every minute of it. And some of the greatest were when I'd be sitting in the control room with him and Noah would be in doing one of his 27 takes. Seriously, after the first take, Alex would turn to me and just mouth wide open. And we're like, all right, got it. And Noah, can I try that one more time?
They were very, very patient with me. So.
My guests are Jeff Henry and Noah Weatherspoon. Do you enjoy recording, Noah?
I do. Yeah, they were very patient with me. I can get somewhat neurotic. I tend to want to take one more.
Well, the album is called Watertown, Jeff Henry and the Necessary Evils, featuring Noah Weatherspoon, and I picked this line out of a review. To be clear, in every song, you can expect to be flattened by a guitar performance. Henry's voice and these guitars seem to drink each other as they pass a track's focus back and forth. Now, did that balance emerge on its own?
Absolutely. From the first time I did a duo gig, once again, you made a comment earlier about how the great Paul Bramwell, acoustically, when he plays with you, he plays around your vocal. Noah does not come in and just ram the guitar down your throat. He plays around it. And once again, it's always a song within a song. his leads. And so, yeah, it was just very naturally, very organic, and a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear.
Well, we've been talking about Noah's music. Noah, let's do one of your tunes.
School through them days, nothing to show. Looking for redemption at a stone's throw. Exhausted and beaten, stripped of their will. Some walk on water, some are grist for the mill. Man on TV is spouting obscenities. Some bring healing, some bring disease. Forget Mother Nature, go ahead and drill. Some walk on water, some just watch it spill. For so long now, I thought we fell off a path. Some strange state of suspended animation. Now I see we can get it right back. Just drop the needle on the next rotation, rotation, rotation. Taking collections that live on high. Spreading their gospel by and by. All the while for the faithful, heaven's locked away still. Some walk on water, some just pay the bill.
And what was the name of that one, Noah?
That's called Some Walk on Water.
Is that a newer tune? Have you recorded it before? It's
a somewhat new tune. I think I wrote it in 2017.
And you're working on an album too, aren't you, with your band?
Yes, I am. It's almost finished. It'll be out on November 1st.
Is there a story behind that song?
It's about, I guess, the big guy taking advantage of the little guy. You know, I take that very personally. That's why I'm in a high chair right now.
I know that Jesse Bear did some vocals on Watertown, and you mentioned the great players.
When we finished the project, Dan Pierce and I talked and did everything ad nauseum through this whole process, but Dan made the comment that he was thrilled that he had no regrets at the end. I said, I only had one, and I wish that was we would have put Jesse's vocal on a couple more tracks, because it just immediately,
I wish she can be here today. She's at work, but we're having fun on the radio.
Oh, we're having a good time talking to Jeff Henry and Noah Weatherspoon. The album is Watertown by Jeff Henry and the Necessary Evils featuring Noah Weatherspoon. The record tips its hat a bit to Southern rock with its images of open sky and land, touches on the experience of being both a musician and a storyteller, while a healthy dose of pure guitar bliss and wide narrative scale elevates the album beyond associations with region or traditions. My guests have been Jeff Henry and Noah Weatherspoon, who are playing all over town. For a link to their music, their CDs, and their performance schedules, visit our website, wvxu.org. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.